per state emergency mandate, museums closed in March to curb the spread of COVID-19. They were allowed to reopen in May. Most local museums remain closed or operate on reduced hours and have significantly reduced income. Clekwan's Chilkat Kwan Heritage Center stayed closed this season. The Chilkat Indian Village is closed to visitors to protect residents and especially elders from the spread of COVID-19. Alaska State Museums awarded the center $7,500 from its new grant in aid program. Grant writer Lonnie Hodge says that's to pay the utilities.
To get us through this winter, because we don't have any income, you know, and usually we have all these tours and, you know, all these visitors that come in, and we don't have any of that this year because the COVID, you know, no tour ships, no, the highways closed. So we applied for those grants to help make up the difference.
The Grant in Aid program has been around since the 1970s, but this year it specifically targets operating costs. That's things like rent, utilities, and core staff. Haines Alaska Bald Eagle Foundation also received $7,500 from the program. Their money is going to feed the birds.
It averages about $900 a month to feed these birds.
Executive Director Cheryl McRoberts says the foundation has a slightly different responsibility than many museums.
Not just employees, not just the utilities. We actually have lives there.
The foundation was closed from March until June. McRoberts estimates the foundation lost up to $45,000 in revenue over those 3 months. The doors are open now, but without summer tourists, McRoberts says there isn't much foot traffic. Between the federal payroll protection program and a local grant from the Haynesboro, she's been able to keep all staff employed. Both the Haines Sheldon Museum and the Chilkat Kwan Heritage Center were awarded $6,250 from the Alaska Humanities Forum this summer. The money comes from the Federal CARES Act, administered by the National Endowment for the Humanities. The emergency relief funding is intended to help pay staff and other costs, despite canceled events and reduced ticket sales. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.